This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Hillbilly Elegy, A Memoir of a Family and Culture in Crisis, by J.D. Vance. This is J.D. Vance.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Mamaw and Papaw, My Very Own Hillbilly Terminators. Introduction. My name is J.D. Vance, and I think I should start with a confession. I find the existence of the book you're listening to somewhat absurd. It says right there on the cover that it's a memoir, but I'm 31 years old, and I'll be the first to admit that I've accomplished nothing great in my life, certainly nothing that would justify a complete stranger paying money to read about it. The coolest thing I've done, at least on paper, is graduate from Yale Law School, something 13-year-old J.D. Vance would have considered ludicrous. But about 200 people do the same thing every year, and trust me, you don't want to read about most of their lives. I am not a senator, a governor, or a former cabinet secretary. I haven't started a billion-dollar company or a world-changing nonprofit. I have a nice job, a happy marriage, a comfortable home, and two lively dogs. So I didn't write this book because I've accomplished something extraordinary. I wrote this book because I've achieved something quite ordinary, which doesn't happen to most kids who grew up like me. You see, I grew up poor, in the Rust Belt, in an Ohio steel town that has been hit.